Satnam, welcome everybody. Spring equinox, full moon in Libra coming up tomorrow. Next level of transmissions of cleansing, and we were all just talking about our experiences after our assignment from the Master last week. And for me, I went into a deep, I was shown to go into a deep level of forgiveness when I was shown some different experiences I had had when I was younger, and that when I had the imprints of those experiences, of that pain in my body, I was experiencing the person that had, I don't know what the word is, triggered the pain in me. I didn't experience the divine part of that person's soul, and that was holding me back, that I hadn't, that it was holding me back from experiencing more of my own divinity, that I had that imprint of something that was less than divine in my psyche, in my consciousness, in my body. So I had to do a lot of forgiveness so I could release that charge, that psychic charge on those different experiences, so I could be free to just float in the divine, in the part of those people that I experienced the pain from, that I could be freed up to experience the divine of their soul also. And that's what this equinox and the full moon, this Libra full moon that's following the equinox so closely, and the way the planets are lined up, that's the current configuration and the current message from the stars, message from the heaven, is setting things up so that whatever we're experiencing in our psyches, in our subconscious, with another Uranus-Pluto square coming up that we've been talking about on the calls, is getting cleared or has an opportunity to be cleared as we move into, and this is the pivotal transmission that we're getting with the equinox and the Libra full moon, Libra being that which strives for balance. We are getting the transmission of being balanced with divinity, with all that is. In other words, our divine self is, we're moving into the balance of our divinity being balanced with that which is divine. And we've been trained for 26,000 years. So whether we think of ourselves as being advanced in our beliefs or not, or our experiences, the cultural conditioning has been that as human beings on the planet, the divine is all powerful. We're going to heaven. We have to be good. All of these, God is outside of ourselves. All of these cultural subconscious conditionings, this transmission is to come into balance with our own divinity in relationship to that which is quote-unquote outside of us. So it's quite the pendulum swinging the other direction. So if you imagine a pendulum swinging 26,000 years in one direction and then coming, starting to swing back the other way, and we're just gaining momentum to come to that center of balance. So I'm thinking that it's actually really a good thing if people felt this last week and this last period of time very intensely and very deeply and very profoundly. So we're just going to, in this moment, our Master saying, just to take a breath and breathe into any residual pain and thank the pain. See the divine in the suffering. And when we can see the divine beyond the suffering and see that our divine self is bigger than any suffering we may experience. Now that's an example of our souls, our divine selves, coming into balance with the divinity around us, of which we are a part. And the purpose It's very simple to say, but very, very profound to experience. And Yogi Bhajan says it takes 8.4 million lifetimes to gain a human body that can experience liberation. Not just to gain a human body, which is difficult enough according to the saints and sages, but to gain a human body that has enough consciousness and awareness to go through the density of 3D and all of our conditioning and programming, and to realize, to become self-realized, to have master of our, enough mastery over our mind, over our body, over our spiritual bodies, our 10 bodies, to realize our unity with the whole. So simply stated, the purpose of this existence is to experience unity consciousness, to experience that we literally are one with the divine, that our divinity matches the frequency, the vibrational frequency of the divine frequency out of which the whole cosmos is made. So that's kind of a really huge, could be overwhelming thought, but let's just breathe into that vibrational frequency transmission at this time. So the Master is sending through that balanced vibrational frequency where our divinity is in perfect harmony and balance with the divinity of the whole, of which we are a part. So let's just go ahead and take our breath all the way up from your tingly toes and pull it up from your feet into every cell of your body. Pull the divinity into your body from your feet, up from the earth. The earth is divine, and she wants to return to her divinity, as do we. It's the desire of this ascension period is to return to the vibration and the knowledge and the truth of the knowledge of our divine nature. And any pain, our Master is telling us, is that our consciousness vibrates with that which is less than who we are, less than our highest divine frequency. So any residual pain in our bodies, which is why he gave us that exercise last week, is up to be cleared. So he says if we can know that, which we're practicing, that it'll make our journey and our transition back into that unity consciousness much, much smoother. So this unity consciousness is called Sat Chit Ananda. So we say Sat Nam, and Sat is the Sat Nam, the Sat of which we speak is the vibration of the eternal truth, that truth which is eternal. There's the transitory truth, there's the personal truth. That's when people have certain belief systems, and they don't know maybe that their belief isn't true. It's true for them. So it's beliefs that are true for an individual. And then there's the collective belief systems. So there's truths that are beliefs for a particular community or culture or group of people where everybody believes. It's a cultural belief. The culture believes a certain thing to be true. And then there's thought or eternal truth, and that's what's true beyond what anybody believes. So the realization of oneness or wholeness of our divinity matching the vibrational transmission of the whole of the divine, that's an example of Sat. And to move into the Sat Chit Ananda, the Chit part is the realization of the divine truth, its knowledge. So self-realization is having the true knowledge of the eternal truth flowing in with every breath. And that which is less than union with the divine, with each breath, flows out with the exhale. So we maintain a flow of unity with our consciousness, with our breath, with our pranayama, with the truth of our divine nature being merged, being part of the whole. So that's Sat, Chit, and then Ananda. And when we're able to live in this flow, then we start to experience the divine bliss. The bliss, the Amrita, that flows from our brain into our body and floods our body with endorphins and beautiful flowing experiences of our divine nature. So we're taught lots of meditations by Yogi Bhajan to experience that, such as touching the tongue to the roof of the mouth, which will stimulate the Amrita from the brain. So if you touch the tongue to the roof of the mouth, the tip of the tongue, and breathe in and focus at your third eye, that starts to open up the pineal and the pineal gland, the crown chakra. And if you can do that meditation in the sun, not getting sunburned or anything, but this is nice springtime, gentle sunlight at this time of year, and allow that warm feeling, you know, if it's warm enough outside for you, that warm feeling to come to flood your body, that will help during this transition of getting these two frequencies harmonized. So that's what this full moon equinox period is inviting us, allowing us, guiding us to do, move into the consciousness of balance, our divine merging with the frequency of the divine. It's as if the divine said, well, here's a hand, but it's not connected to me. So when we're in the self-realization, the Sat Chit Ananda, the awareness of us being actually part of the whole, we feel as merged with the divine container in which we live as we do with our hands. And it doesn't feel good to be separated from that consciousness as... Somebody just had that experience, and we all have had lots of experiences where we get fragmented from that full expression of being merged with the divine. And the chit, the knowledge part, is important, because when we were talking about, yes, when we just, before we're conditioned beings, after a certain age, we start being conditioned right away. We experience the wholeness like a baby does. But then we start being controlled by society. But when you can move beyond the four stages of conditioning, move beyond the societal conditioning back into that feeling of unity consciousness, that self-awareness, that's the kind of knowledge, that's the Sat Chit Ananda. That's the kind of knowledge that we want to have. We don't want to have knowledge out of just being trusting and innocent, because we need to know how to navigate the different experiences on the physical plane, the different situations that aren't safe or where people would abuse us, because not everybody's at that level of unity consciousness. So this is knowledge of how to navigate all these different dimensions and stay in this higher frequency. So that's the kind of knowledge that we're looking for in the Sat Chit Ananda. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So let's see, what else do we have here astrologically? Let's see. Okay, yes, yeah, so we have this full moon opposing Aries. We're in the astrological sign of Aries. And it's also opposing the Aries sun. It's opposing Uranus. That's the planet of freedom. That's which wants to break us free. Remember, it's a slow-moving outer planet? So we have this only not happening, this particular opposition only happens very rarely, once in our lifetime. And we also have the full moon opposing Venus and Mars. So this has to do with the balance of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. So for us to be merged back in with the consciousness of the whole, we have to have our divine masculine and feminine balanced. And that's what this whole configuration is striving, the frequency that it is bringing through onto the planet. for everything to be identified with and divinely balanced. I thought it was kind of interesting when we talk about our tantric numerology and the path to the divine and the 10 steps to being human. And I was looking at this, and I was looking at different people and their birth dates, and I looked at Marilyn Monroe's birth date, and she was born on the 1st, June 1st, 1926. So the day you were born is your soul vibration number. It's the number of your soul. So we've talked about this, but for people who are listening to the call or haven't heard this part, the number, the day that you were born is the lens through which you look at the world. So that's the lens that you want to balance your divinity with, because that's your soul frequency that holds your divine vibrational frequency. So Marilyn Monroe being born on the 1st, I thought was interesting because the first, of course, is the oneness, the number of unity out of which we're all born. And if someone who's born on the 1st feels connected to their soul, then they can have a harmonious life. But if they feel disconnected from their divinity and their soul, then they can have a very kind of chaotic life, a life where they have a lot of confusion, a lot of mental confusion. They're disconnected from their heart chakra. And I thought she was such a good example because she was the archetypical divine. She was bringing forth the archetype of the divine goddess in Hollywood. That's why people practically worshipped her, and she was so popular and made all these movies, because she, with her beauty and her sexuality, she was bringing forth the divine goddess archetype. But because she didn't know that and wasn't stabilized in her own identity, she had basically a very tormented life. So she had a number of, I would say, mental struggles and personal problems. Later in life, she had, in her movies, she had she was ill. She had a reputation for being unreliable, difficult to work with, and her death was from an overdose of barbiturates. It's been unclear whether she was forced to take those, she took those herself. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that she, as a soul vibrational of one, came through with all this powerful charisma and divinity to bring this frequency of the goddess onto the planet, yet she herself wasn't in harmony and united with that. So I thought that was kind of a good example of what we're going through at this time, you know, on a personal collective level. She had a karma of 6, gift of 8, destiny of 9, and path of 7. So her path of 7 is aura or spiritual body. Her path was to harmonize energetically her divinity with her energy, with the energy around her. Destiny of 9, transformation, bringing transformation to the world, which she did. But she had a gift of 8, and 8 is infinity, but 8s can also be tormented too if they're not connected with that which helps them feel connected to the infinite. And her karma number was 6, and that's the collective, or third eye, how you see yourself, how you serve, what's your vision, how you bring your vision into the world. So I thought that was, you know, a pretty interesting example of what we're going through. So. Okay, so let's all breathe in. That's a lot of information. Let's breathe in the Sat Chit Ananda, that divine eternal truth, the knowledge of the divine eternal truth, which leads to the experience of blissful feelings, our consciousness opening up, our brain opening up, so that we can get this flow of good feelings in our body. And that's what we've been doing. We've been releasing that which is that's which has vibrating at less than the frequency of the divine. Okay, so I'm just keep breathing. I'm going to go to, I was sitting out in the sun. I'm going to go to grabbing my beautiful iPod and get some music for us to chant to. So, breathe in, taking the breath. Feel the divine. Feel that you're part of the whole, the Sat, the eternal truth. The whole would not be whole without you. So we will behold you as part of the whole. Behold you as part of the whole. Okay, so just keep breathing that in. Good. Keep going. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so we're just going to move into our meditation of oneness at Kaunkar. So breathe and just feel the oneness as you flow and chant with this chant.
Oh God, touch me now. Thank you.
A few minutes of Ad Garena Mei for protection. Protection for yourself, protection for the earth, for protection for the innocent, all those who need protection. That's what the Master is directing us to do right now. We'll check in after this. breath up to the third eye. Tongue to the tip, roof of the mouth. Tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth. Squeeze the root lock, Mola Bandha. Uddiyana Bandha, Jalandhar Bandha. Lift up on the diaphragm. Pull the chin back. Hold it. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Thank you, everybody. That was beautiful. We can check in for a minute before we all go our different 3D ways, but we'll be unified in spirit. So, yeah, so what the Master is telling, I got that he's telling us for this week is if you have more feelings come up, continue the clearing like we did last week. And he's saying it should start to taper off and be less intense, but you can always clear for others. Our work is never done. And to just remember to deep breathe, and he was saying chant to the Echo and Kara mantra to experience that vibrational match of our divinity merging into the Sat Chit Ananda divinity. And he said, be sure to chant Ad Garena Maze this week to keep that frequency intact and stabilized in our own energy field. Because everything is not of this purest light form energy. Beautiful. So, would anybody like to share anything? We're open to hearing your voices. Well, maybe everybody's too deep in meditation. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, and that was beautiful. I feel so much better. Thank you, everybody. It's always so great to do this work with the group. Better than doing it alone. Beautiful. So thank you, everybody, and we have our little...
I hope you have a magnificent week, all my bodhisattvas. I love you.
I love you. Have a magnificent week, everybody, and I'll talk to everybody soon. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Bye.